What does it mean to be inspired? Do we need inspiration? What is inspiration? Is it something you can aim for? Is it about the aiming? Is it about making something more of your life? Is it about being able to penetrate and somehow experience more of life? Is inspiration about something we know? Do you know what it is you want to use inspiration for? Or is inspiration the thing? What good is inspiration? Or is inspiration the very thing that gets you up in the morning? If you feel uninspired, do you just turn into a blob? How much is inspiration physical, and how much is it mental? Or is it that inspiration is the very thing that makes your physical is inspiration where effort comes from? Otherwise, why bother? Is inspiration motivation? Is motivation inspiration? Are they the same or equivalent or siblings? Yeah. Inspiration by any other adjective, I think, is a word of many words that tries to put a finger on, a mental finger on, the thing we drive toward that's just out of reach, that's not known, but is so tantalizingly close to knowing that to sit idly by without making any effort towards it is unacceptable. What do you think? I think that every bodhisattva in history, and I include Shakyamuni Buddha, was chasing after this thing, this negotiation of experience, of just sitting on our butts and waiting for stuff to happen, or actively participating in the very act of living. With life, instead of just watching it go by. Which, if you've studied at all, and you've listened at all with these many, many conversations, talks that I've had. To sit by and watch life is a delusion. Because sitting and watching is not real. You can sit on your butt and say, I'm not doing anything, I'm immovable, and still you are moving. But your mind has halted. And because everything is constantly moving, your mind halting is actually like laying an anchor and slipping into the past. How lamentable is that? Talk about being stuck. Because you can tell yourself all day long that nothing is changing, that I'm going to stay right here because this is where I'm comfortable. And you're just going to slip into the past while your life continues on without you. That is so frightening to me. So lamentable. So deeply sad. Huh, Chloe? You're my baby. She's my little dog. Life is happening constantly, moment to moment. You need to be in it. You need to be a witness of it. Yes, baby, do you want me to pick you up? What are you frightened of? Oh, my old dog's getting old. She's afraid of every moment. I'm not laughing at her. I'm just laughing at how ridiculous we can be. Not participating in this momentous life. And that's why we do this, right? That's the value of our sangha, of our discussions, of our investigation. And so we'll continue with one of Nichiren's discussions on the nature of Daimoku. Here we go. We ended with a quote. At the start, I took a vow, hoping to make all persons equal to me without any distinction between us. And what I long ago hoped for has now been fulfilled. This is from the Lotus Sutra, right? And we recite something quite similar to this from another part of the sutra, from the Hoben chapter, right? Or the Juryo chapter, We close it, that recitation, with a quote of, I'm preoccupied every day with how to enable others to enter this path of Buddhahood, yeah? He continues, all the great bodhisattvas, heavenly beings and others, personages, right? All the different types of mind, life experience. When they had heard the doctrine of the Buddha and comprehended it, very important. They didn't just hear it, they comprehended it, they embodied it. Said, quote, since times past, often we have heard the world-honored ones preaching, but we have never heard this kind of profound, wonderful, and superior law, process, way of living. The great teacher Dengyo comments, quote, since times past, often we have heard the world-honored ones preaching, refers to the fact that they had heard him preach the great doctrines of the Flower Garland Sutra and the other sutras in the time previous to the preaching of the Lotus Sutra. We have never heard this kind of profound, wonderful, and superior law means that they had never heard the teaching of the one vehicle of Buddhahood propounded in the Lotus Sutra. This is Dengyo saying this, right? But it's repeated constantly, right? Nichiren is expert at picking out and saying, look, it ain't me. I'm one in a line of a great many scholars, intellectuals, and monks, and teachers, and students, who, after dedicating my life, my mind, to understanding the teachings of Shakyamuni, come to the same conclusion. It's so obvious. Which is also why he's quite pissed off at these other scholars who refuse to see it, or they see it, but it doesn't make them popular. It doesn't make them dinero. It doesn't make them important. So they twist it. That's even worse, right? They know better, but they opt to just crap on everybody's Buddhahood because they don't care. What? How can you not? This is Buddhism 101. Not only to attain enlightenment, but to assist others. Bodhisattva. So how is it that these supposed leaders use this incredible teachings of Buddhism and just are completely selfish about it? They don't give a crap about anyone. In fact, they want to lead everyone by the nose into a big corral to say, see how important I am. What are you doing? That's not even Buddhism. What are you doing? Yeah, Nichiren's beside himself, right? We read all about it in his letters. He is livid. Understandably so. And he's saying, look, I'm not the only one who's been dealing with this stupidity. There's a history since Shakyamuni was teaching of the stubborn, inculcated, no, I'm sitting on my ass, I'm not going to do anything, I'm just going to do what I'm told, so I'm not responsible. And then if nothing works out, I can say, see, they told me to do that. The gods gave up on me. I'm a victim. Oh, that's so much easier. But is it? Is living that way worth living? See, once you know the truth, living like that is, you can't even tolerate it in yourself, can you? Oh, I'm so sick of sitting here and in my own stank. I need to do something. Chant, right? They understood, he continues, that is, that none of the previous Mahayana sutras, which are as numerous as the sands of the Ganges, and include those of the flower garland, the correct and equal, the wisdom periods, such as the profound secrets in the Mahavacharana sutras, had ever made clear the great principle of the 3,000 realms in a single moment of life, the core of the Buddha's lifetime of teachings, that this is just an avalanche of happening every moment. Pay attention. Ski down this slope. Move with the momentum. It's happening whether you're paying attention or not. Wouldn't you rather pay attention and be a part of it? It's amazing here in this momentum. Why would you just be a lump? Nor had they clarified the bone and marrow of those teachings. The doctrines that persons of the two vehicles can attain Buddhahood and that the Buddha attained enlightenment in the remote past. This is all contained in Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. That's the point. It ain't difficult. Just wake up. This next chapter on the treasure tower, or this next Gosho, not a very long one. We've only gotten 15 minutes here. But I'm going to separate these two because I want to give them each their due. So I want to thank you for being here, for your study, for your tenacity to stay with your life momentum rather than sit idly by and wait for life to happen to you, because that ain't what it's for. Life is for us to experience. It's not something that's happening to us. Stop being a victim. Start being the driver of your life. It's where the fun is. Namo Myo Renge Kyo. Please like, subscribe. It means a lot to the YouTube algorithm. I say it all the time. But truly, it's a little bit of bodhisattva work, right? So let's do that. Notifications, that's up to you. If it helps you, do it. And for those of you who can go the extra mile and support these efforts and the website and the blah, 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 blah. Yes, Patreon, direct to PayPal, paypal.me/SifuSylvain. Help out any way you can. Tremendous appreciation for that effort. Keep your life going forward. Keep your practice strong. It'll happen. And in that regard, take care of your health and be kind to yourself. And I'll see you in the next one. I'll be recording it in a minute. All right, bye for now. Myo.